All right, I'm calling the meeting to order. Welcome everybody to the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. Tonight on the agenda, it's March 11th, 7 p.m. We have a couple of items. I'm Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
And Stephanie is excused.
Yes, Stephanie's excused.
And Kristen.
Kristen, we're waiting on.
And we're.
No, she's not going to make it.
Oh, she's not going to make it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and we have our lovely Judy as secretary. Lori, do you mind doing the invocation? If everybody would like to stand up, we're going to do the invocation and then roll straight into the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this opportunity that we have to be here today. We're grateful for the freedoms that we have, especially in this little small valley. Please bless us to make choices that are good for the whole. Please bless the people that are presenting to us that they can be comprehensive and that we can honor their wishes within the bounds of the valley. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on this agenda. In the case you are unable to stay for the item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about the items within its jurisdiction but not appear on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of this agenda. You'll be given 3 minutes. If you would like, you can step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and your address and spell your name, please, clearly so Judy can have it for the minutes. If we wish to extend the length of period of time for your presentation, one of the chair people will go ahead and approve that. So moving on from that, does anybody have any public comments that are not on the agenda? No. Okay. Moving on. Let's see, approval of the minutes for January 12th, 2026. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes for January 12th, 2026 as written.
Lois makes a motion as written. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay, motion passes. Approval of the agenda for the meeting of March 11th to hold, combine, delete any items for possible action. Would anybody like to make a motion on that?
A motion to approve the agenda for the meeting of March 11th, 2026.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay, motion passes. Informational items, we don't have any tonight, so we're just going to move straight on to planning and zoning. The first person or the first item that we have is UC-26-0013.
Read it correctly with the change that you got today.
This one? Sorry, guys.
Instead of the Nancy Perkins, you need to read it with this because this is the company. This is the people that own the property.
Right, but doesn't it have to be written as this now American
no.
Eagle?
No, that's why we got this today.
Okay, all no, right.
It came after the agendas were made.
All right, perfect. All right, sorry guys. A little slight hiccup here. So the first item on the agenda is going to be UC-26-0013- American Eagle Ready Mix Nevada LLC. And it looks like they're going to do use permits for the following: a gravel pit and a rock crushing. Design reviews for the following: gravel pit, rock crushing, and a hillside development in conjunction with existing gravel pit operations on a 142-acre portion of a 200-total-acre site in an RS-80, which is residential single family Zone, generally located south of the Wildlife Road and northwest of Moapa Valley Boulevard, State Highway 169 within Moapa Valley. And I'm assuming you're here representing?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And you guys?
Very good, thank you.
Just so you guys can follow along with the aerial image.
Do you have a business card?
I do.
All right, and then if you'd like to state your name, spell it, and your address, please.
He's going to get his card first.
My name is Eric Denman. I'm with GCW Engineering and Surveying, located at 1555 South Rainbow Boulevard.
Was that Denman?
Denman.
Denman.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So I have a large exhibit in relation to Moapa. This is the 200 acres that my client owns, and that has been a long-standing gravel operation for 20-plus years. They are the new owners of the land and want to continue with a similar operation that's been going on for 20 years. So you guys can see town of Moapa. Here is 200 acres of my client. And I blew up the site plan. As you can see, there's one existing building, maintenance building on the site, some gravel operation, a grizzly screening area, and an old scale house. Other than that, as you can see, it's all just dirt on the site.
If you'd like, you can set that here so that
they
can see
thank
again.
You.
That's the last little bit of house there and out there.
Perfect.
Over here.
Yeah.
And then you just take the road. There's a decently graded road that comes that way.
So American Eagle Ready Mix has been in the valley, both Las Vegas, in Moapa, in different parts, for many years. They're a local company. They hire all local people. They expect to be... when this type of pit is based on need. So whenever someone needs gravel and it's easier to get it from this location instead of hauling it all the way from Las Vegas, that's when they go to this operation. In quiet times, they stockpile, but it's also there for need. If something comes up, if there's a project that needs the gravel, they will supply it. It is... So by planning's definitions, extraction, gravel pit, and rock crushing. At most, five people typically will be on site. The equipment will come and go depending on need. Nothing is stored on site, no hazardous materials. They have all the machinery serviced by a mobile operation when that's necessary. Other than that, they just want to continue operating. They are located due west of the Simplot operation, and the closest, as you can see in the exhibit I gave you, closest residential is over 2,700 feet away, where code requires 1,000. And you did mention the RS 80. It's this land is BLM still. Surrounding lands are all BLM. It's the placeholder zoning because nothing has ever happened with the land. So that is the current status. With that, everything else is pretty much, hey, it's a standard gravel pit operation. They're not trying to do anything extravagant or fancy. They just want to continue using it the way it's always been used. And the disturbed lands out there that you see are from the past 20 years of it being a gravel pit operation. The one thing that does make this one unique is they are not out there trying to take down the mountain like a typical gravel pit operation does. There's multiple washes that come through their site, and they let Mother Nature do the work and bring the material to them, and then they process it. And that's the reason why the site fundamentally doesn't look much different. There's disturbed areas, but there's no drastic missing areas compared to what it was 20 years ago. And with that, I'm here to answer any questions.
There's no blasting done at all.
No blasting. They're one piece of equipment that they keep on site. Is the crusher. Mm-hmm. And it is literally a mobile piece of equipment that just helps them separate the rock to the proper size.
Yeah.
That's the only piece of equipment that stays on site.
Let everybody else talk first.
Yeah.
Does anybody have questions?
I guess open it up to the audience.
Any questions?
Are we asking questions first?
Yeah, no, you ask questions first.
What are the hours of operation?
They asked for 7 days a week only because it depends on demand.
Is it daytime hours or?
Daytime hours.
Like, what would be the end, night?
I
couldn't find anything.
Yeah, I don't believe they stipulated the client had, and planning didn't ask me to elaborate, so they just said seven days a week, daytime hours, but even that was unusual.
Yeah, I think hours will go with daylight savings time and
because light pollution's been a thing with our valley, and that's one of the really most beautiful places to go to see the sky.
They have no lights. They're not even putting up fences.
Okay.
So there is no on-site power. They literally come in, operate the equipment, and
has there been an agreement to maintain that road that goes, the one that the far one, not the one that's closer through that goes through the homes, but the one that goes on the other side that goes up to that building to maintain it for safety, equipment in case there was an accident?
It is currently a BLM road, and they have the right to use that for mining purposes. They are reaching out to BLM to acquire their own rights so that they can improve the road, but that obviously this is the first step.
Okay. But if they won't let you use that, there would be another, they want to you to provide a fire apparatus access road?
The BLM road that is there,
it's
gives them full access.
Okay.
And also, I happen to be a little bit familiar with this area, so if you bump up the road just a little bit more, there's the power line road that goes across the wash, and you can actually bump up and head out Magnesite Road.
I will defer to your expertise on that.
Well, there would be two entries, the local police, but the fire apparatus can be there.
Plenty of access, okay. Are there fire hydrants within 750 feet?
I think that is, as far as I know, all the way up the road, which Simplot uses, that is all water for their wash sand. So I do believe that there's water running completely up there. As far as a hydrant, I'm not familiar with that.
It says applicant show fire hydrant locations on site within 750 feet.
I don't believe there is, like I said, there's no improvements.
Yeah, and they're saying a fire protection may be required, but there are no buildings except that.
Just the old
one.
There's one all metal building.
Yeah.
That's there on site.
Yeah.
I was more worried, people out working, things can happen.
Yeah.
We want to make sure they can get access as quickly and, cause if they're going to be our local people they're working to, then it's protective.
It's the haul road that they use to take the materials.
It's a decent road unless it gets muddy.
Of course.
All right. Do you guys have any other questions?
You resolved mine by changing the name. That was the only other question I had on the agenda.
Okay. I am familiar with this area quite a bit. I do know you're tucked into like a little cubby right there, all the way around. I think the closest houses would be when you come in off of 169. right there when you drive by those houses. As far as, you know, your pull-out dirt, are you guys going to be maintaining that when you pull off of the road just for those residents right there? To ensure that you're not dragging out mud and rocks and everything else that...
Sure. I will...
On to 169. That would be a concern that I have for the residents there.
That's fair.
So
I can let the client know, and they're usually very accommodating to keep neighbors happy.
Yeah. Well, and this has been a mining area since the 60s.
Sure.
So. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eric, I'm going to open it up to anybody else that might have some questions for you. So if you kind of just want to be right there when they ask. If anybody has any questions and they want to come up and talk, absolutely, Mark. Go ahead and just state your name and your address. You know the drill.
Thank you. Mark Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 5409 North Mwaka Valley Boulevard. I have to say I disagree with moving forward with this item when the notice of the agenda item is incorrect. Misstating the representative on the action is a big deal. Can't just post an agenda item for a family in our community when it should have been posted as a commercial industrial business. And I think the item should be deferred until there is proper notice and posting of the action in the proper name of the applicant. Making that statement, I still want to express multiple concerns. I recognize, and I think most of us do, as you have already kind of stated, that this is not a very large sand and gravel operation. And yes, people have been extracting sand and gravel from that location for a long time. But our community is in the midst of an industrialization attack. We've got 1,000 acres of industrial zoning and in development proposed in the Moapa West Project in Moapa. I know that's not your jurisdiction, but it's all one community to most of us. 2,600 acres for the Bridge Source proposed cement operation. 200 acres already in Moapa for the existing sand and gravel operation, which is also operated by this company, American Eagle. And now an additional 200 acres for a use permit here in Overton. So it gives many of us pause to wonder, does the vision statement on the wall up there mean anything anymore? Does it still have validity, or are we going to come in one day and see that statement disappear? Will it become a joke? Most of us are not opposed to economic development. We just want to be sure that such development will actually help maintain our community's quality of life, not destroy or diminish it. We want development that is clean, attractive, healthy, and beneficial. We do not want development that is dirty, ugly, unhealthy, and harmful. There are questions that haven't been addressed with respect to this proposal. How is dust going to be controlled? Is there a water supply for dust control? If so, how much water is available? Has the dust permit been approved yet? There was a public meeting in this room last summer where several neighbors attended regarding a proposed dust permit for this operation. To my knowledge, no dust permit has ever been issued. This use permit will, in a small way perhaps, but in this very symbolic way, add momentum to the growing industrialization of our community. If you go into or from Las Vegas, you'll notice increasing industrialization along that corridor from Las Vegas coming this way. More solar panel fields, more distribution warehouses, expansion of mining and processing operations. We've got three power generating facilities in that area, and it's all moving this way. Approval for American Eagle's quarry, even with a small one here in Overton, will set a confirming standard for such industrialization. Now on the opposite side of the Moapa Valley from what's happening on the I-15 corridor.
Well, Mark, it was a mining quarry as it stands right now before they purchased it, and it was a functioning
quarry. But it's not had an operating use permit for quite a long time.
No.
So there's been a lull.
Maybe about 10 years.
This is a resumption of that activity,
And 20 years ago, our community was perhaps prepared to accept that small operation. But now we have a large increase in the industrialization of our community. But I take your point, I understand. In a recent public meeting, the BridgeSource project spokesman said that their cement mine would be no different than the American Eagle's 200-acre quarry in Moapa. That was a ludicrous statement. You can't compare a 200-acre quarry with a 2,000-acre limestone mine on a high ridge top.
I understand that, Mark, and I don't mean to cut you off. However, we do need to stick to this. We cannot make comparisons to BridgeSource. We cannot talk what's happening in Moapa. We cannot talk about anything other than American Eagle's request to start doing mining operations again on the 200 acres that is existing mining and has been for the last 60 years. So I understand that your concerns, and I'm hearing your concerns. However, at this point, we really need to stay focused on to the American Eagle project and not BridgeSource and anything else that's going on, because this is the item on the agenda, not BridgeSource.
Yeah, this is the item on the agenda, but it has larger ramifications that we should be thinking about.
And that will be noted in the minutes.
Thank you. There are conditions that should be defined as part of this, and you've already mentioned some of them. Dust control is a big one. How are you going to control or establish limits for the dust that will likely be generated? Are you going to specify water requirements for controlling dust? Or is there going to be some other method of making sure that the neighbors, who probably would have been here tonight if they'd recognized it was American Eagle making the proposal instead of one of their neighbors, they're going to be very concerned about dust. That was the point of the meeting last summer. Mentioned that there would be no night work and no lighting. That's great. Let's make sure that's a condition in the permit. Traffic issues. Let's make sure those are in the permit, too, if you're going to approve it tonight, which I really recommend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Are there plans for dust control?
I know they have access to a water truck to water the site as they're doing the operation. That's how it was traditionally operated, and that's how they plan to continue.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to make any comments in regards to American Eagles?
Oh, and when the application was submitted, the Perkins still owned the property. American Eagle was in the process of buying it. So planning knows that American Eagle now owns it, but they chose not to update the posting.
We got an agenda log amendment to change the name.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said in response to this.
But today.
We received the information, what Lois was saying. It was an amendment to what was coming up.
It's contrary to the public posting. It's totally inconsistent and non-conforming with the public posting.
The public posting has all the staff recommendations. And in it says applicant American Eagle Ready Mix LLC. Even though their name was not on the original first paperwork, it is in the staff recommendations, and it says who the applicant is: American Eagle Ready Mix LLC. Contact Eric Denman, GCW, Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What was on the mailer that was sent to the neighbors?
I don't have the mailer.
The agenda item here says Bruce and Nancy Perkins.
And you know why we wouldn't have the mailer? Because the mailer, you're talking about the cards?
Yeah.
There is no one within that, there are no houses within that area. So they don't have a closest neighbor, basically. It's like, how close are you to 169?
No, I'm not very close at all.
Exactly. And this is not, this
that's
is...
Why I was relying on
okay. Anyways, I can't. Email. We can't do this. This is not the way we're supposed to do it. But it was under the staff recommendations. It does say that it was American Eagle, that it was the applicant. But I will note your question, and if the county says, "Whoa, he was right, we have to do it again," then we will. But we don't have that power to hold it, if for that reason. If we don't like something, we can't come to any kind of an agreement, they have that power. The board has that power. But on a legal question, basically, for what you're saying, the county will make that decision for us.
Does anybody else have any questions before we make a motion on this? No? All right, prior to making a motion, I need to be completely transparent to everybody out here. Bruce and Nancy Perkins are my in-laws, and yes, they did sell that 200 acres. I have no financial gain from that. I actually had nothing to do with it, and as it stands, as of, I believe, February, everything was closed?
April.
Yeah. Excuse me, last April. As of April of last year, it had been closed. I did contact my liaison today to ensure that I was not breaking any code of ethics or anything to make a motion on this, and I am absolutely able to make a motion on this. So I just wanted to be completely transparent with anybody that's out there. Also put it on record that that I am not breaking any code of ethics by making any sort of motion on this.
I also have, our office had this listed prior. We were not involved in this transaction whatsoever. It was taken off the market. That was a private transaction that they did after the fact. I've had no financial gain or no interest in this property whatsoever. The liaison also told me the same thing, that I was able to vote on this legally.
And I know nothing. Oh.
I want to have a little discussion amongst us in public. The name thing is a little uncomfortable for me, too. I'm glad that we don't have to make that choice, because that is a little bit uncomfortable to me as well. I want to make sure that our valley and our neighbors have a chance to come and know exactly what's going to happen. Although I don't think that there was any disillusion about where this is or what it is, because that part of it was very transparent. Just the name. Also, hours of operation, I would like to have some limit to that. And then maybe even discuss weekends. I know that that's not something that can happen, but that is a place that is a off-roading, you know, hook into the rest of the valley and into the Logandale trails and all that, that people really enjoy. So safety-wise, not having fences, that may be something we need to talk about too a little bit. And then I agree with Jill, just making sure that the access for the neighbors that are there are not disrupted by any rocks or anything that would maybe, there's some kind of road safety and maintenance so that other people can enjoy that road as well. If there's, if something comes off a truck or whatever, this is a normal daily thing. And then the dust control too. I think there should be some kind of actual plan, not just that we have a water truck, but we're going to do this and this is how we're going to do it. And if that's presented as well, I would like to have that as a part of the package. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I agree. I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention, especially Mark, the operation area is right here. This is where they primarily do in the 200 acres right here is the mining operation. This corner parcel in relation, this is the mine. This right here are the closest residents. So we're talking that far. And basically, this is Simplot's Ponds right here. So there's quite a bit of a buffer, and the only other place is my uncle's place, and he is kind of like way over here. So they're tucked back. There's nothing else going on. They're surrounded by BLM, and there's. I'm not trying to persuade you. I just I'm trying to address some of your concerns, and I understand your concerns. And well, nobody can live there because it's BLM. So the only people that are right here on the corner.
How far is
2,734 feet.
More than that. That's just that right there. So it's almost 3,000.
It's about 3,000.
Yeah, it's about 3,000 feet, which is quite a ways. And it is dropped down in a little valley. You have walls all around you, and then you have Simplot in front of you. And actually, the main road that goes by on the back of it, just to address some of your concerns, that's the road that Simplot uses to get to their sand washing plants.
May I have a minute to talk about that issue?
Absolutely, if that's one of your concerns.
Like I said, dust is a major concern. If I were a resident even half a mile away or a mile away, I'd be concerned about how the dust would migrate to my property and how that would impact my quality of life and my health. So he says he's got water trucks to take care of dust issues. That's a very general and inadequate answer to the concern.
Right, and when we make the motion, we are going to address that issue.
Dust will travel with the wind. Simplot, yes, is next door, but their mine is 2 miles away, at least.
Yeah, but they're processing the sand right up there on the boulevard.
It's conveyed by slurry from the mine to the processing plant. Mm-hmm. It's not a dust issue. You don't see dust coming out of the Simplot facility. So I would much rather live next door to Simplot than next door to this quarry in terms of dust.
Well, to ease your mind, nobody can live next door to it because it's BLM land.
Well, next door is relative. Thank you.
All right, does anybody else have any questions in regards to the relationship as far as some of the concerns brought up, which would be dust, also the proximity to the houses, the track out as far as when the trucks leave with the rocks? Mark, did I miss anything else? Oh, hours of operation. Did I miss anything else that one of your concerns? Did I get those? Okay. I just want to make sure. So Eric, oh, absolutely.
I don't know if it's been brought up.
You're going to have to step up to the podium, state your name, spell your last name, please, and also your address.
Farnsworth, Farnsworth, and 370 South Deer.
South Deer.
I don't know if it got brought up before, but the beautification of this valley is going to be destroyed by this project also. Not only the dust and everything, but they're going to be tearing up those. And it's already been tore up in the beginning, but that whole thing is going to be gone. You know how Apex, that big mound at Apex right now, that when you come into the valley, that whole mound is gone. This is what's going to happen with this project also, is it's just going to destroy the whole mound and everything. Just the beautification. Then they're talking about going on the other side of the road and using the old mine for that too. So it's not just the dust and everything.
They can't go on the other side of the road. That's the property values. No, they're not going on the other side of 69.
The mining part is going on the other side.
No.
This is wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is out past Simplot.
This is American Eagle, and it's right behind Simplot. So you have the big.
I'm sorry.
This isn't
okay.
That's okay. That's why.
We can clarify for you though.
You're not a waste of time. You're not.
That's good.
So, and the more questions we get, we want to make it right with everybody, not just, you know, a particular anybody, but everybody.
We're grateful for your time.
Can I ask one more question? What's the duration of the proposed use permit? How long is it affected?
10 years.
10 years.
10 years. Okay, so how do we add those? Requests.
So
dust control. I
believe in a remediation for dust control, a method to mediate the track out, and the track out is when the trucks leave and pull it out onto 169.
And also, I think make sure that there can be no lights. You know that can't be added in or
daytime operation. Is one of the concerns. So dust permit, track out.
And no blasting.
Yeah, no blasting. They wouldn't need to.
No. That was the concerns that were.
They wouldn't need to.
To me. we can figure out a way to put that on the proposal.
Lori or Jill, you want, I mean, Lori or Lois, do you want to make the motion?
Yeah, Lois is writing it. Sorry, you didn't see that. I had my big head in the way.
Sorry. Thank you for bearing with us.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion on UC-26-0013, American Eagle Ready Mix Nevada, LLC, to approve as written with dust control addressed, truck out accessed, daytime operation only, to be planning to be discontinued within 10 years of approval date unless an extension of time is granted. And that's for the gravel pit, and 10-year approval unless extended on the rock crushing also.
It also included extraction. They kind of put those three together.
Right, yeah.
But that's part, that is already in the written part on the staff reports.
And to maintain a fire apparatus access road.
Okay.
Maintain a fire apparatus at the road.
Access. Fire access.
Fire access. Maintain the fire access. Okay.
Okay. Lois has made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the motion's passed.
Motion's passed. You go in front of the commissioners, the Planning Commission, April 7th. So make sure you're there.
And I thank each one of you for your time.
Excuse me. Do you?
No.
I have to ask.
So you have to reprint them.
Yeah.
Oh, I have more. I printed more anyway.
Okay.
I have to ask, do you agree with the conditions that they gave you about the remediation for dust control? And that the, you know, tracking out, you'll control the tracking out of rocks and...
Yeah, it's a BLM road, so obviously I have to have a conversation with BLM to see what can be done. But I made all those same notes on my stuff, and we will do that.
And you'll maintain a fire access road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Like I said, that's their haul road, so that's critical to them.
I just have to, I have to be able to tell the county that you agreed to that.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your card. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, next up on our agenda is WS-26-0095, McCafferty, David, and Kelly. Waivers of developmental standards for the following. Eliminate and reduce separation, reduce setbacks, increase height, eliminate driveway separation, increase residential driveway width, waive off-site improvements in conjunction with an existing single-family residence and proposed minor subdivision on 0.31 acres in an RS5.2 residential single-family RS5.2 zone, generally located west of Mormon Peak Street and north of Briner Avenue within the Moapa Valley. Go ahead, Dave.
Your name for the record.
David McCafferty, MCCAFF. E-R-T-Y for 769 Mormon Peak, Overton, Nevada.
All right, in a nutshell, let us know what you're doing.
So we are trying to purchase the property next to us, and we are trying to merge the two properties together.
Okay.
That is a vacant lot.
Map line adjustment.
And right now it's a vacant lot.
Okay.
So you're going to build a block wall, is that?
No.
What are we seeing right here?
As of right today, what you're seeing is just the two properties next to each other. I have a block wall around the existing property where the house is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the county brought up just...
So you have no plans for the vacant land at this time, just to merge the two together?
Just to
Have them be one property?
Yes.
From what I'm reading, county is having a problem with what they're saying are unpermitted structures that are too close to the property line.
I don't think they're large enough to be
They're
permitted.
Not. They're 8x8 playhouse, and that's where they're wanting height adjustment because it does, it's an elevated playhouse. A 5x5 shed, a 4x2 shed, and a greenhouse that is not, I mean, a couple of the sheds from the pictures are Rubbermaid.
Yeah.
The greenhouse is poles and plastic. They do not have to be permitted.
Yeah.
Another thing county is having a fit about is the brick wall is 6'9" tall instead of 6 feet.
Was that wall there before you moved there?
No, we actually put the wall in.
That is the pictures that I gave you separately.
Was it permitted?
Yes, it is permitted.
Yeah.
And also, behind you, Josh Worker, as you see on the pictures, his side of the wall is actually 5'6". And that's why we added an extra block on there. So they want to just be able to look over the block.
So there is a block wall between these structures and the neighbors that are too close to the wall, so that would be a good fire retardant protection as far as the neighbors.
Yeah.
It doesn't show.
Which I also have a letter from Josh as far as all this stuff, because you can't see anything from the block wall but the playhouse. And he has no problem with anything.
I don't know if we can submit a letter without him here, can we?
Sure you can. They've got
read the letter to us.
Basically, I, Josh Huerta, hereby confirm that I have no objection to the height of the masonry wall or neighboring playhouse structure that is located directly behind my property.
And he signed it, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. It's the same as if people bring us petitions or letters from their neighbors.
We'll need a copy of that.
They also said something about a shade structure was too close to the house. It is shade for the patio.
Oh, yeah, the patio, which...
Yeah,
patio
it's cover? Not permanent, it's...
No, it's just a...
Like a tarp kind of thing.
Well, it's actually one of the aluminum...
Aluma wood?
Shaders, just the shade over there.
I don't see...
But they're making, this is so you can just do the property line adjustment. They want you to adjust all that to do the property line adjustment.
Yes, it's just...
You don't have any plans to build on there or at this time?
At this time.
You're not presenting anything to do anything different than what was already there prior to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what were they talking about reducing the driveway?
So reducing the driveway, I guess the opening... had to be within so many feet and right where you pull into the driveway, I guess it had to be under 27 feet or whatever it was by county, which it is actually 25 feet, 5 inches.
So it's under already?
Yes.
And if you own the adjacent property, that would resolve that anyway because you would be impeding on the neighbor, not, and then you'd just be impeding on yourself, encroaching.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Yeah, that's silly.
It's my driveway, yeah.
So do you have any intention at this point to, I understand that you're, as I understand it, you're fully blocked in right now.
Yes.
Now, will you be knocking down the one side to enclose in the other property?
Eventually, yes.
So you will be, okay.
Enclose it to where people, because right now people drive from there.
Right.
Yeah. So. Come before at a different time.
And the one thing that they did bring up was my block wall in front of the property, where the easement way is.
All right.
where they say that sidewalks should be throughout the neighborhood.
Well, there aren't any sidewalks.
There are no curb and sidewalks anywhere.
There is curb.
Yeah, you have curb, and you have gutter, but there are no sidewalks in that whole development.
Is your fence line past where a sidewalk would be?
Yes.
Okay.
But that fence was also permitted?
Mind you, it was permitted.
Oh, county permitted it.
That's different then. All right. There's the picture.
And actually driving through there and other places in town, in like Lake Estates and stuff, there are fences throughout that whole entire place that are right up to curb.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no more questions, do you guys? Does anybody have any questions in regards to this or any questions for Dave at all? Nothing? Okay.
So my only concerns would to be, you know, once I looked at this just on paper without seeing the pictures, I did go online and try to poke around a little bit, would be the reason why they don't want structures close together is because of fire. But I don't see, it's a garage, it's not your home, that the playhouse is close to, the detached garage is not close to your home. I think the block wall would prevent any issues with a neighbor. Are you ready?
You want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve WS-26-0095, McCafferty, David, and Kelly, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate and reduce separation, reduce setbacks, increase height, eliminate driveway separation, increase residential driveway width, and waive off-site improvements in conjunction with an existing single-family residence and proposed minor subdivision on a 0.13 acre in an RS-52 residential single-family zone for the map land adjustment, correct, to include the other parcel that they own.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Motion passes. You're very welcome. You go in to county commissioners on April 8th.
Mm-hmm. Have your neighbors on all sides come with you? They can or bring statements with you?
And we have the one already.
Yeah. But I would have to bring,
If the more neighbors that you can get, the better, that say they're fine type of thing, that they don't have any problems with the wall, the driveway, or anything else like that.
Yeah.
Just want to keep these for you. So you don't have to go make more copies.
Yeah, do you need these back?
Do you want that approved? Do you want it approved as written?
As written.
Yeah. We won't need them. Okay. Unless you come back and make them bring them back. Okay, I'll give you the pictures too.
Good
All
work.
Right.
My paper shredder is going to be busy this week.
All right, moving on to general business. We have none. And that takes us to comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about the matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or votes may be taken. The rest of it. On this agenda item, comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If we wish to extend the time that you're speaking, we'll go ahead and let you know. A chairperson will let you know. Does anybody want to
Sorry to hurt you with more comments.
You're fine, Mark.
You do a great job. You really do. I'm so grateful for your service.
Thank you.
It's a thankless, uncompensated labor of love. It must be. The point that I would like to pursue a little bit further is, again, that I really don't have a problem with the proposed gravel pit at the current location where we've had mining operations in the past. As long as they control the dust. I don't know how they're going to do that without water. Water trucks will not do it. They're going to have to buy the water from the Moab Valley Water District. They're not going to want to go to that expense. They won't do anything. I'm sorry to say, I believe they won't do anything until they're forced to by complaints. And I say that because I've looked at the dust issues at that quarry, American Eagle Quarry in Moapa, and they've had many complaints. They've been fined many times. They make superficial or minimal efforts just to get the county air quality department off their back, and then they just go back to doing what they're doing. In that meeting I mentioned last summer where there was a dust permit concern, public meeting, I talked to the owner of the facility and also mentioned to him that I was disappointed that they had established pretty bright industrial lighting so that they could work 24 hours a day at that facility. And he said, oh, we can probably do something about that. And I followed up with him a little bit after that, but he's done nothing. I don't really trust them. I know they're good local people, but operating a business is a give and take of profitability and expense. And unless there's real safeguards, unless there's real concern, most businesses will not do what the neighbors or the people in the community would prefer they should do. And I see the behavior there is going to apply here. There in Moapa is going to apply here in Overton. And I also like to continue to emphasize, we are seeing a gradually, increasingly strong industrial pressure on our community. If we want to go to being an industrial community, I guess we can do that. But it's not consistent with what most people want. It's not consistent with our values. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
My name, do the name?
Yes.
Farnsworth, F-A-R-N-S-W-R-T-H, 370 South Deer. Just wanted, we had a meeting, a neighborhood meeting yesterday for Lewis and the Boulevard and Alma.
Monday.
And the 10 acres there. I just want to, I know you're going to hear it probably next month, from what I understand, or the next month after that. But I just want to show, I'm not opposed to it, meaning I don't mind seeing it, but what they have right now is totally not feasible for what that area should be. They have 87 homes. They went from 180 to 87 or something like that, somewhere around there. But they should... And someone brought a picture of there's 30 homes on the same lot right below it that have 30 homes on it. I've talked to some of the neighbors. They're okay with 50 to 40. But the way they have it now, the traffic study doesn't make sense. Just the flood. I know all those studies come around when everything gets approved. But with the zoning, once they get the zoning, they could do, they can't do whatever they want, but they could kind of pick and choose what they want. And I just want to make it, it's on your radar, and I'm sure it's on your radar already, but it has to come down. It can't, they're going to be dumping onto Alma, they're going to be dumping on Lewis, and the traffic's just going to be crazy. And the fire department's not going to be able to get into those streets. They have RV garages that are in the back there on these narrow streets. And they also said that they're going to be parking on those narrow streets as it is. They're not going to have enough parking to park inside their two-car garage, one-car garage. And they just say, you know, they're just not listening to us, really. So I just wanted to let you talk to you guys about that. And that's my concern. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? No? Yeah? No?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. All right. Anything coming up?
A couple of fun events. My daughter was called from the Mrs. America pageant to represent Mrs. Moapa Valley. So her health has been a thing that our family has struggled with. And so that's a big part of her agenda. So she is going to do a blood drive on April 1st. And the community's invited. If you go register, we put a thing online. I'm also going to, if you look around town, there's, if you do the QR code, you'll actually get a t-shirt that says, I can't remember what it is. It's some silly thing, but it's just a fun t-shirt that you get to. It also will help. This time of year, as everybody knows, accidents happen, and there's more prone to need blood. So that's, it was very important to her. Also, she's going to be singing the national anthem at the lawnmower races over in Littlefield, if you'd like to go and see that.
When's that?
On Saturday at 11.
Okay.
And it is also spring break next week, so watch out for the kids. They're going to be out here running around town on their bikes and their side-by-sides. I'm so excited for them to have that break, but be wary, they're going to be out.
They're out already. I was driving the other day, and a young boy on a dirt bike came barreling up Pinwheel and kitty cornered, not across Pinwheel, but across the boulevard and down.
At warm weather.
Never looked, and thank goodness I was watching.
Oh, it'll be at the gym, the old Overton gym, too. Yeah, I think it's from 10 to 4 on April 1st, on April Fool's Day.
Valleywide yard sales start up this weekend. They have some good deals out there.
Little League and softball has started up. I actually went up there to watch a friend of mine's kid. It's going to be busy on the outside of the ball fields up by the fairgrounds. Just keep your eyes open for the kids running in between the cars, trying to get across. They can't park in the parking lot anymore due to the construction, so they're having people park on, is it Higher?
Higher,
and, Bunnell, yes.
We requested temporary lighting
be it's taken very
up there,
dark.
Especially up on Higher because it's
Thank you. Totally black.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was walking out. So if you're up in that area when the ball field lights are on, just kind of be mindful that the kids are running amok, and it is really dark up there.
Do we have any resolution for parking for the fair yet?
Not that I've heard. I will reach out to Kaysen maybe and find out if we have any updates on that.
People say they're going to be taking their side-by-sides up and down the streets and giving rides to the fairgrounds.
make a little side money.
I'll
tip cup there.
I will reach out and find out.
I just don't know what it is.
Okay, and I'll reach out to Kaysen and find out.
I know they've been working on it.
All right. All right. Well, our next meeting is scheduled for April 1st.
I do not have anything currently.
So we might not have a meeting on April 1st. I will have answers for the fair if we do have a meeting that day. And it is that right? Did you change that?
Okay.
It's 8:00 and meeting is adjourned.